FC Cincinnati opened its new TQL Stadium yesterday, and it's the building's lighting that really stands out. More than 3 miles of LED lights are built into the architectural fins along the building's east side. That's something you're going to want to check out. The building did open, but the team lost to Inter Miami 3-2. But FC Cincinnati, the latest MLS team to open a new venue. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, May 17th. Good morning, I'm Abe Matcor. Hope everybody had a good weekend. How about a major media merger to start your week? Yes, Bloomberg broke the news first yesterday that AT&T is in advanced talks to create a new company that would merge its media business with Discovery. The deal could be announced as soon as today, and it would be significant and have significant influence in sports. It would include a major sports component. Warner Media, of course, has sports-heavy cable networks, TNT and TBS. They would merge with Discovery, which, of course, has a major presence in international sports. It owns Eurosport. So if you combine Eurosport's rights with Turner's rights to Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NCAA, and the NHL, you can see the full reach of this merger. It likely leads to an even larger role for Discovery's David Zaslav, who has been the driver of Discovery's growth and is known to be a big, big sports advocate. He likes sports and he believes in the value of sports programming. So this transaction, how big would it be? It would create a company bigger than Netflix or NBC Universal. Yes, a merged AT&T media business with Discovery would be bigger than Netflix or NBC Universal. Based on sales and operating profit, it would only be behind Disney. So you see the ramifications and the broad reach of this merger. It would have a big influence and a big impact on the sports business. Let's shift to the NBA because it was a big weekend for the league. You had the Hall of Fame ceremony Saturday night. You had the opening of the renovated Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. It recently went under $25 million in renovations, and they cut the ribbon on that on Sunday. And the NBA finished its season, and now we're ready for this play-in game concept. Remember, this was a new concept from the NBA's Innovation Committee, all designed to increase attention toward the end of the season and keep fans engaged. And I think, even though players like LeBron James have criticized it, I think it has worked. Yesterday, there was a lot of buzz about the play-in games, and in today's media write-ups, there's a lot of anticipation for the interesting matchups, which start Tuesday. So here's how it goes. Tuesday night, you have on the Eastern Conference side, the number 9 Indiana Pacers against the number 10 Charlotte Hornets. You have the number 7 Boston Celtics hosting the number 8 Washington Wizards. In the Western Conference on Wednesday, you have the number 9 Memphis Grizzlies hosting the number 10 San Antonio Spurs. And then the best matchup, the number 7 LA Lakers hosting the number 8 Golden State Warriors. So here's how it works. The winner of the 7 and 8 matchup instantly goes on to play the number 2 seed. The loser of the 7 and 8 matchup plays the winner of the 9-10 matchup. And then that winner plays the number 1 seed. And like I said, very interesting matchups. Who would have thought the Warriors and the Lakers would be playing each other in the play-in game? Also have the Celtics and the Wizards. So some intriguing matchups, a lot of buzz already, and this starts on Tuesday night. I mentioned the Hall of Fame ceremony, and Vanessa Bryant spoke so gracefully on Saturday night in accepting the induction of her late husband, Kobe Bryant. The NBA, I feel, has really nailed its Hall of Fame ceremony event. And yesterday, it was great to hear that next year's Hall of Fame class will include one of the true pioneers in the business of sports. Congratulations to Val Ackerman, as she will be a part of that class as a contributor. She has done so much for the business of basketball and the game of basketball. Of course, she was named the 5th commissioner of the Big East in 2013. She was founding president of the WNBA and is a past president of USA Basketball. So again, well-deserved congratulations to Val Ackerman. So many worthy members of the 2021 class: Rick Adelman, Chris Bosh, Yolanda Griffin, Lauren Jackson, Paul Pierce, Bill Russell as a coach, Ben Wallace, Chris Webber, Howard Garfinkel, Cotton Fitzsimmons, Clarence Fat Jenkins, Tony Kukoc, Bobby Dandridge, Jay Wright, and Pearl Moore. So really, congratulations to the entire class of Hall of Famers for 2021. Meanwhile, there's someone else to take note of, ESPN Vice President of Women's Sports Programming, Carol Stiff. She is the recipient of the John W. Bunn Lifetime Achievement Award and will be honored during Hall of Fame weekend. That's scheduled for September 9th and 10th. So a little bit later this year, Carol Stiff has done so much for women's sports and women's programming. Great to see her being honored. Speaking of people being honored, it was a great day yesterday for outgoing Warriors president and COO Rick Welts, who was departing his position after 10 years with the franchise. The Warriors celebrated him yesterday. It was the team's final regular season home game. I was lucky enough to watch the game in the Dubhub video platform. It was cool to see players wear their warm-up jerseys that honored Rick Welts. There was a moving video tribute to him during the first break. Coach Steve Kerr spoke on the court before the game, and he spoke glowingly in honoring all the things that Rick Welts has done for the NBA and the Warriors. This will be one of the many appreciation ceremonies for Rick Welts, who certainly deserves all this attention. If you get a chance, watch the Warriors video tribute. We have it in Morning Buzz this morning. It's well worth a click. And finally, we'll end the Buzzcast about people, and this person is a legend. TNT's Marv Albert will retire at the conclusion of the NBA playoffs. This was first reported by the New York Post over the weekend. Marv Albert will turn 80 next month. He's been calling professional games for nearly 60 years. What a voice. Clearly one of the best of all time. He is expected to formally announce his retirement plans today. So a lot going on today, Monday, May 17th. That is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope you have a great start to your week. Stay safe, stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.